Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We got a bit of a special lineup given all of the current events happening this week, but we do have time for an update from our good friend Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee. There has been some movement, some updates regarding the lead in schools in the Milwaukee public school system, which is, as this segment is titled, Milwaukee is a microcosm. As goes Milwaukee, so goes the state. If you have buildings older than 1978 that your kids are getting educated in, no matter where your school system is in the state, you may have a lead problem as well. Thanks so much for your patience, Jeremy. What is the most recent lead update from MPS?
I wish I had good news to share, but the school district has closed, with the guidance of the health department, three more schools. So that brings up four schools that it's closed. And beware of journalists doing math. I think seven schools that it's identified with significant lead hazards that need abatements. And to your comment about the 1978, don't just apply that to schools. Think about your house as well. There are straightforward things you can do to prevent lead dust from spreading. That is, if you see bubbling paint, make sure you're treating that appropriately. If you have windows that are painted, especially old windows, be careful about those. That's a common source of lead dust.
There has been some public free lead testing available. How is that going in the city? Where can people go to get that done? What are those facts?
The first step for anyone in Wisconsin that's at all concerned about lead poisoning, call your doctor, call your pediatrician. It should be covered by your insurance to get a lead test. It is a very simple blood draw in your finger. The first test for the families of these seven schools, or not the first clinic for the families of these seven schools, took place Saturday. Somewhere around 250 staff members and students showed up to get tested. The health department has yet to release specific data about how many elevated blood lead level cases they found.
Pretty outstanding numbers. What has MPS or the health department said? Like, what are they doing next? Are they indicating if they are testing at other schools? What are they doing, additional remediation? Like, what's the plan?
There is a big money component to this, and that is going in and swabbing different areas to, you know, more than 100 spots to figure out if there's lead dust. That gets expensive. So after the first couple schools where there were known children with lead poisoning, they went in and did this expensive examination. Then they switched to just doing visual assessments. And you would think that they would walk into schools and go, okay, this actually looks pretty good. You're following your practices. But no, just like what happened in Bayview, a second Bayview school, they walked into and found, oh, there's obvious hazards here. Same thing with Starms and La Follette on the north side of the city. Obvious lead hazards that were visible to the naked eye.
Absolutely remarkable. Jeremy, where can people find your reporting and more information, especially those who may have children in the MPS school system?
You can find my reporting at urbanmilwaukee.com. And if you are concerned about your child testing positive for lead in Milwaukee, you can go to milwaukee.gov/health for a whole slew of information about clinics and schools.
That's great, folks. I'm joined this afternoon by Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee, one of our treasures here in southeastern Wisconsin, to know what is happening inside of our school systems and with our local government. I wanted to ask you very briefly, since we've got some time, Milwaukee County's population actually grew in this last census for the first time in a decade. How is the state's population doing? Are we seeing growth in other areas? What's driving that growth? What drove the growth in Milwaukee County?
I'm going to try and quickly pull up my article because I can cite specific figures. But in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee, Waukesha, West Allis metro area, and that's a 3 or 4 county area defined by the Census Bureau, we saw a growth of about 0.3%. Statewide, though, the story is better, about 0.5% growth. But we did see 16 of the 72 counties, and by and large smaller ones, actually lost population year over year. But for Milwaukee, it's a big deal to actually see growth occurring.
Yeah, I was part of the county's independent redistricting committee following the census in 2020. And it's always a really important thing for local leaders to look at. Where are we seeing population growth, or are we seeing population decline? We were talking about it a bit in the first half hour with Dr. Melinda Brennan from the ACLU. that growing populations are generally considered good, that we need more people, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. We've suffered over the last 25 years from pretty persistent brain drain, especially in Milwaukee and some of the larger counties. And again, Jeremy, where can people find this reporting, both on the population expansion and on the lead testing in MPS schools?
At urbanmilwaukee.com.
Fabulous, folks. That's Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee. Last but not least, I thought this was a little tidbit that I thought was pretty fascinating. Construction is underway for the tallest timber building in the Western Hemisphere, which is going to eclipse another Milwaukee world record holder. What's going on here, Jeremy?
We have a Madison company building a building that's probably, by the time all said and done, it's going to be 31 stories and about $200 million in Milwaukee. This gets oddly old. To follow me here a little bit, Milwaukee has the record holder, world record holder, for what's called mass timber, and that's a man-made product combining layers of lumber together. There's a building in Australia that's going to break the world record, but this new building coming in Milwaukee will beat the current world record holder here, will not beat the Australia building, but will be the tallest building of this kind
in the Western Hemisphere.
Yes.
I love all of these important factoids about what's going on here in Milwaukee as a microcosm for the state. My thanks to Jeremy Janine. Keep it locked, folks. If you're wondering how to get activated, what to do if you're concerned about some of Donald Trump's and our billionaire overlords' actions, we've got three female leaders of Democratic parties from red counties in the state of Wisconsin. Let's get together and do something about it, shall we? Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports are next. And then we'll be back with those three fabulous women for today's episode of Broad Appeal.